بصير بالعباد استغفر الله استغفر الله واساله التوبه لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله كما هو احلاه الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أكرموا أولادكم وأحسنوا آدابهم يغفر لكم صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
This is a beautiful hadith of our beloved Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu
alaihi wasallam
akramu auladakum O the people honor your children respect your children wa ahsanu adabahum and teach them best of the etiquettes best of the skills best of the knowledge teach them train them And what is the benefit? There are a lot of benefits in this world, but something that is very, very important for the parents in the grave and after the grave at the day of judgment. Prophet said, anyone who will respect their children and teach them very well, train them very well, yughfar lakum. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So due to this great job, this great service that the parents they done for their children or for the mankind, in the reward of this great service, at the day of judgment they will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. So this is something. Usually what happens in our societies, in our communities, among the people, as parents, we all expect that our children should respect us. So what has been told to us or what has been taught to us, that is, our children should respect us. They should do ikram. But anyone, not only parents, anyone in the society, if I would like other people should respect me, very simple principle is, I should respect them. If I will respect the people, they will respect me. If I will insult the people, they will insult me. This is the simple principle. So why not we are applying this simple principle while we are with our family, while we are with our children. So how we are expecting that we should insult our children and they will respect us. Maybe when they are very little, they are few years old, maybe at that time, they can't do anything. But especially in the Western world, and when they are teenager, when they are adult, and still if we are continuing their insult, so how could we expect that they will respect us? So if we want, we should have a healthy society, healthy family, an Islamic and learned family. So then we need to promote the culture of respect. As parents, we should not do anything because Parents are the ideal heroes of the children. When children are very little angels, always they are considering the best of the people in the world are their parents. They listen to them. That's why generally whatever the religion and aqeedah of parents is, the same aqeedah and religion their children are following. Whatever the language parents are speaking, the same language is the language of children. Why? Because their children, they follow them, they listen to them. Their ideal, their heroes are the parents. So if parents, they insult each other, or they insult their children, actually this is training. The culture of insult, they are transferring from one generation to the other generation. And this child, maybe at home, due to any reason, due to religious, due to any other reason, maybe if he or she is respecting his parents or parents at home, but when they are going outside in the society, they are not respecting anybody at all. Why? Because they have never been taught to respect or to be respected. So this is our duty. And this is the teaching of Islam, teaching of Quran. Especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these children, they are amana in the hands of parents. And the children, they are sadaqah jariyah. If parents, they will teach them best of the virtues, best of the etiquettes, then inshallah, the coming generation, all good deeds of the coming generation will go back to the person who cultivated the culture of respect in the family. And any child, anyone who is not respected at home, he will never be respected among the people and he will not respect anybody else. So usually, I can't say this is 100%, but usually those people who are not being respected or those who are not respecting the other people, the problem is at home. The problem is with education, with training, with culture, what they have been brought up at home. So as Prophet said, Akramu, awlad akramu, the people, respect your children. Do ikram. You know, in Surah Luqman, when Hazrat Luqman is talking with his son, how he called? Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, he said, Ya Bunayya. When Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
When Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in Hadith al-Kisa, when they entered into the home and they said, Assalamu alayki ya Umma. O my beloved mother, Salaamu alaykum, peace be upon you. What is the reply of mother? She is just not saying Alayka Salaam. She is saying, Ya Qurrata Aini wa Thamarata Fuadi. Not only she is replying Wa Alayka Salaam, but she is adding few beautiful words. Qurrata Aini, O the light of my eyes. O the fruit of my heart. O my lovely son. Ya Bunayya. The meaning of this Ya Bunayya is, O my beloved son. And not When Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamu Alaiha. Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
MashaAllah. Two of her sons, they entered, and her reply for both sons was same. So here she is teaching us, when you have more than one child, then your attitude, your behavior with your children, this is again a kind of ikram, this is again a kind of respect. When you are having a behavior of justice with all of your children, same behavior. Maybe one is good, one is bad. One is intelligent, one is mentally retarded. If one is disobedient and other is obedient, one is very punctual in religious things and wajibat, and other is not performing at all. But as a parents, if we are giving something and they are there and they know, then we have to give same thing, equal amount of thing to everyone. But if one is very punctual in wajibat and other is not, maybe when he is just only he is, who is good, you can say some other words. But in front of each other, whatever we are giving to one, we have to give to the others. Yes, if someone has done some extraordinary achievement, so then the best thing is, we should call all family members and all should sit, and then as appreciation, as the reward of that achievement, we have to give something and we have to announce, this child has done something extraordinary, that's why we are giving as a reward, as prize. And if you people will achieve the same thing, you will also get the same thing. So this is here, you are motivating your children to be better. So the other point, and very important point, is as a human being, everyone has some positive points and some negative points. Everyone. As parents, what is our duty? We are not here to pick up the negative points of our children. You know, those parents who are changing the name of their children, I mentioned a few times, and people are not getting changed their habits. And I was shocked. One day, even, you know, this is the mistake of parents. Parents never change. Now the third generation, who are, you can say, even nephew, are even they are children of the nephew. They are calling with the nicknames or with the bad names or not with the full name. Why? Because parents, they did not introduce a good culture. So this is the duty of parents. They should give good names to their children. Secondly, whatever the name they have given, parents cannot change, and even anybody else. It is in Quran, we cannot change the name of the people. So this is respect. Whenever you are meeting with anyone, call with full name. Call them with the beautiful names, with the beautiful titles, with full name. And just calling with the proper name, it means you remember his name, one thing. Secondly, you are respecting, and the expression and emotions are also important. So this is the second word that is very important. When we are calling our children, we should call them with love. You know, as a whole, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ears? The people who have been changed, many of the people, they are not being changed just reading of things. Just reading is not enough. Just watching is not enough. Most of the people, when they are being changed, that is by hearing. All parents, they love their children, but they are not expressing their love. If in 24 hours, if I say to my child, I love you, this is better than that love that I have hidden. I have hide in my heart. Allah says, Allah has given this tongue to share the beautiful words. I have to say my children, I love you. I have to kiss them. I have to show. And this is same as husband and wife. Most of the time, we have a lot of love, but that is in the ocean. So Allah says, the waves of those love should come on the top. That should be shown. The waves of love, the waves of good emotions for each other, for husband and wife, for children, parents, children, that must be exchanged, that must be said. Because these ears, they need to listen good words. So we have to highlight the positive attitude, the positive etiquette, the positive habits, the positive achievement of our children. We have to appreciate them. So something we are not spending anything, that is at least we can share a lot of good words. But on other side, if someone has done some mistake or not had having good achievements, so especially when some, for example, when we are getting the result of our child, so on the spot, there is no need to insult anybody. Because already when someone is failed, already is depressed, already is under pressure. No one is happy when someone is getting failed. And then we are adding the injuries, the wounds, the problems, the pains. Yes, give them chance, give them time. And then in a friendly behavior, in friendly environment, we have to sit down. We have to ask, we should try to find out where are the problems and how the parents can help their children to move forward. To be better person among the society. Salawat. So the second point was, we have to highlight the positive attitude and habits and positive achievements of the children. The third point is, that is the truth. So most of the time, whether in jokes or in reality, we are not truthful parents in front of our children. They are asking a lot of things, maybe a lot of lies they are hearing from us. Lot of lies they are watching and observing from us. And personally, when we are lying with the children, yes, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this, and I am not doing at all. So this kind of a person will never be a truthful person in the society. So as parents, what should we do? We should try to be truthful. We should tell them true. And if still, when children are very little, then they are not understanding and they are insisting to get something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us brain. We have to use our brain and then try to find out what is the solution. What should I say? Or even little children, if they are demanding for one thing, if you give them other thing, so their attention has been distracted and they are happy. It is just a matter of using our brain. Whatever is available over there, we have to use our brain, try to find out something that you can offer to your children. But there is no need to tell lies to our children. And when we are lying, they are getting developed in the culture and environment of lies. And when they are going into society, even with the prophet and imams, then people are not true. They are not truthful people. Even they try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So what is our duty? We should try our best to be truthful with everyone. And wherever we cannot speak truth, there is no need to tell anything. To be silent, that is best of the worship. Those people who are speaking less, so they are best of the people. They are not doing mistake. They are not annoying the people. They are not committing sins. They are not annoying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of the habit is. And majority of us, we are upsetting or annoying the people by our words, by using tongue. And by sometimes lies, or sometimes by our praises, or sometimes taunting the people, or criticizing the people. So the best of the worship is, as children, as parents, as families, the best thing is, wise people are always silent. They speak less. They listen more. And most of the time, until and unless that is not wajib, not necessary for them, they are not speaking. And if we are speaking, we have to speak only that bit that has been asked. You know, whenever we are doing ghibat and a lot of other things and swearing upon the people, nobody is asking to swear upon me. Nobody is asking me to insult me. Nobody is asking to do ghibat. Nobody is asking to do tuhmat. Why I am carrying on all these things? Due to my training and education and culture. Whatever I have learned, so I am habitual of all these things. So the culture, what we need to promote, that is culture of silence. When people are silent, their hearts are busy in zikrullah. Their brain are thinking something positive things. And by speaking less, we can make happy to many people. At least we are not annoying. At least we are not hurting the hearts of the people. At least we are not increasing the number of enemies. And when the people are being insulted or they are upset, then next stage is to ask for forgiveness, apologies. And this culture also, the parents should teach their children how. For example, one of the parents, if they have done some mistake, so as parent, there is no problem, I have to say sorry to my child. When father or mother, they are saying sorry to the children, the next day, children will say, oh mom or dad, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. And those people who can say sorry at home, they can say sorry outside as well. But those people who are arrogant, as parents they are arrogant, the culture of arrogance they are transferring into the children. Parents are not saying sorry, children are not saying sorry, and when they are outside, there are a lot of quarrels and disputes and problems. And then those parents, they are nourishing criminals. So Islam says, Islam is not a religion of revenge. Islam is a religion of forgiveness. Religion of tawbah. What is tawbah? You are saying sorry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, when you are expecting me, I should forgive to you. Why? You are not forgiving to the people. And if you are annoyed to the people, I cannot forgive. Go to the people and ask sorry over there. If they will forgive, I will forgive to you. So as parents, we need to teach our children to say sorry. For example, I have a problem with my little one, Muhammad. Whenever we are asking him sorry, he is not saying. At the age of 2, I don't know how I understand sorry is something. If I will say, so my personality will get demolished. I don't know what he is thinking. But this culture as a whole, when we are saying sorry, so automatically our children will get this habit. So these are a few points. As Prophet said, أَكْرِمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ, O the people, respect your children. وَأَحْسِنُوا عَدَابَهُمْ, and teach them best of the etiquettes. best of the skills, best of the education and knowledge. And if you are able to do these two things, Alhamdulillah, your children will be best of the children. And all children are never equal. Even some children of prophets, messengers, they were not good. Our duty is, we should try our best. Whatever we can transfer, we should transfer the best of the knowledge, the best of the skills, best of the religion, best of the aqaid, best of the habits and attitudes and skills. With respect, we have to transfer. Then, the other thing is, when our children, they are mature, at that time we have to give them freedom. We are not king. Parents are not king. We have to give them freedom of choice. Because there are some stages, when we were mature, when we were adult, what we were thinking about, how we were behaving when our parents were forcing us something. But after 30, 40 years, after migration from one continent to other continent, there are a lot of differences. We cannot force everything when our children, they are mature. So here we need to change our techniques. And before maturity, before the children, they become teenager, the actual time, as Hazrat Ali al-Islam said, when your children, they are young, when they are infant, when they are child, nothing has been written on their brains. These are the parents who are writing whatever they like. So whatever we have transferred, whatever we have taught them, whatever we have done. So that is the best time to do in their childhood. But Alhamdulillah, we don't have time for our children. We only have time to give them birth. And afterwards, we don't have time, any time for their education. We don't have resources for their skills and for their profession and education, all these things. And when they are mature, at that time, a lot of problems are coming. And then we are thinking, what I have done. And we can't do at that time nothing. So as parents, we have a lot of responsibility. And we need to perform this duty as much as is possible for us. And then at the same time, tawakkal to Allah. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should transfer nur. He should transfer hidayah. He should transfer the love of Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad alayhi wa salam in our children. And our duty is to bring them in those gatherings where love of Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad is inculcated. If we are going into the pubs, or if we are going into the towns, if we are going in the gathering where always there is music, where is nothing about Islam, where is nothing about Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad alayhi wa salam, then what will they learn? So parents, when they don't have time in this country, children, they cannot come themselves until they are 18. So this is a responsibility of parents to bring their children, to make them familiar with mosques, to make them familiar with Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad alayhi wa salam, to make them familiar what is prayer, what is Namaz-e-Jamaat. Why our people are not coming in Namaz-e-Jamaat? Because they never learn from their parents. First of all, if parents are not praying, how the children will pray? Second, if parents are praying individually and they are not ever going into the mosque to pray in Namaz-e-Jamaat, so they are not transferring the culture of Namaz-e-Jamaat in their children. The culture of true love of Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad alayhi wa salam in their children. So due to our mistake, when our children are not becoming a true believer, a true mu'min, we cannot blame anyone. So as a whole, we should try to have balance. Balance of work, balance with some time with our family, with our children, and then express your love. Express your emotions. Respect them so that you should be respected. And then Allah said, وَيُغْفَرْ لَكُمْ. So this good training, good education, this investment of time in the education and training of the children, this is one of the best investment. This is best and the highest insurance that will help us in the grave, that will help us at the day of judgment. So that's why the children of Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil, you know, they were not even teenagers. The maximum age that has been mentioned in the books, that is 8, 9, 10 years. But at that age, even these children, when they were not with mommy, daddy, they were in front of a murderer, still they were saying, can you allow us, can you give us permission to pray? They were looking their death in front of them, but still they were getting permission to pray. So this is education, this is training. And when they were in the prison, and they asked the mashkur, you know, you can think they are expert of psychology. How they're talking with mashkur. One day when he came, how they are asking the question, oh mashkur, do you know who is Muhammad Mustafa? He said, yes, I know, he is my prophet. Then next question was, do you know who is Ali ibn Abi Talib? Yes, he said, he is my imam. Then they asked, do you know who is Imam Hussein? Hussein ibn Ali, yes, he said, he is the imam of my time. And then they asked, do you know Muslim bin Aqil? He said, yes. He was the ambassador of Hussein alayhi salam, who was sent in Kufa and who has been killed. Then they ask, O Mashkur, Muhammad is your messenger, Ali is your Imam, Hussein is your Imam, you respect Muslim bin Aqil, and we are sons of Muslim bin Aqil. Do you know where did you put us? You put us in a place where sunlight is not coming in 24 hours. You are coming only one time, just with one bread and a little water, where air is not coming, and you do not like to stay even half an hour in this place, and you have put us in this place many weeks. Then Mashkur was changed. And then he said, sorry, I didn't know who you were. Now I am happy to release you. Wherever you want, this is night time, you can go. And then these children said, yes, in the love of Rasulullah and Muhammad alayhi Muhammad alayhi wasalam, you are releasing us. But do you know, when you will release us, you will be punished. And we don't lie, you should be punished. So this is, you know, the children, how they are talking, how someone who has mercy for them, how they are taking care of him. Then he said, I know what will happen with me. I know how tyrant is Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. But until I didn't know, you are sons of Rasulullah, you are sons of Muslim ibn Aqil. Whatever I have done, please forgive me. And also, tell your parents, they should forgive me. And whatever the punishment will come to me, I will face. And I happily, very happily, I will welcome my punishment. And you know what happened with Mashkur? When Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, he heard, he commanded to whip him 500 times. And after whipping 500 times, he was unable to stand up. He asked for water. Ubaidullah said, no one is allowed to give him water. And ultimately, after whipping him, Ubaidullah commanded another person to cut his neck. And his neck was separated from his body. But he told the world and the people, all the people, how beautiful is obedience and love of Muhammad Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. I am happy to be whipped 500 times. I am happy to give my life in the sake of Hussain alayhi salam. To do my repentance, those beautiful sons of Muslim and Aqeel who came and they were prisoned, I didn't know. But in this way, I am paying them back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise their levels in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a healthy life to everyone, especially those who are present here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of Imam Zaman Ajalallahu ta'ala Faraj Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our marhumin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kun li waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala abai. Fi hadhihi as-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah. Waliyyan wa hafizan wa qa'idan wa nasiran. ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.